Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 119, verses 137 through 144 today. Psalm 119, starting in 137, said, "Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright art thy judgments. Thou hast commanded thy testimonies in righteousness and very faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me, because mine adversaries have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding, and I shall live." Look at how the psalmist, who is at odds with the world, is carried by God's word. This psalmist is consumed by zeal and earnestness in a world full of adversaries. He is small. He's despised. The psalmist suffers trouble and anguish. Yet, by God's word, one who is so small and despised is connected to something large, connected to the largest thing that there is. Upright judgments, pure words, everlasting righteousness, testimonies that are forever righteous. When we feel small, God's word makes us large, connects us to that which is the greatest of all. Let's read it again. "Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thou hast commanded thy testimonies in righteousness and very faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me, because mine adversaries have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding, and I shall live." The psalmist knows that understanding comes from outside of himself. And we live in a world that thinks that understanding comes from within. We need to reach to that which is outside of ourselves so that we can live and we can see in truth. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.